open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hello and welcome to a special Memorial Day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Vic Carucci, hoping that you are having a safe and enjoyable holiday and remembering our troops past and present. I want to tell you who we have on the show today. It's Bernie Kosar with his thoughts on the Browns quarterback competition. Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com gives us a national perspective on the Browns. And you'll hear from the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. That and much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 a month on a new Escape. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Eagle Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. For now.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation requires. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket, even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past. Things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. To the Rebel Wireless hotline we go to talk with our good buddy Bernie Kosar, regular on this show. And Bernie, so many topics to get to. Let's start with the competition that has been ramped up, I guess, at quarterback, or at least that's the perception. The Browns bringing in Brian Hoyer as a member of this quarterback foursome now. And the idea, I guess, is to obviously say that it's more competitive because you've got this guy with experience there. But as I look at it, my initial sense and feeling, just given his physical makeup and the differences in him physically from Brandon Whedon, from Jason Campbell, I don't see a guy necessarily who looks like a true fit as a starter, but I do think his experience would be an advantage as a backup.
Well, first and foremost, I send my warmest regards to you from your neck of the woods, being here in Buffalo, New York tonight, and being in Bill's country, and kind of proud to be part of some of the stuff we're doing here and bringing jobs back to America, so manufacturing jobs. So it's kind of cool. It's been an interesting, fun day to do that, but unfortunately or unfortunately for me, the love for football takes such a predominant role in my life. And this quarterback situation is something that, of course, I always pay attention to, follow, and enjoy. And if you look at the statistics over the last 3 to 4 years, an inordinate amount of quarterbacks have been starting. Almost 60-plus quarterbacks start an NFL game every year. So to have experience backups, I think, is essential in the league. And although Brian's come in, he's had some spent a good amount of time of his career with Bill Belichick in New England, backing up Tom Brady. That type of depth, that type of competition, that type of veteran experience is something I think brings the best out of not only your offense and your team, but at the quarterback position. So, you know, realistically, is it something that we're going to see him starting on game one opening day without injuries to the quarterback position? Probably not. But he's been around the league a lot. This offense is very conducive for a quarterback to shine if he knows how to get the ball vertically down the field, and anything could happen in this type of system with a new system, with new coaches, and with quarterbacks that are vying to be in the league, that are vying to stay in the league. I think more realistically, it would be somewhat of a competition for that backup spot.
Bernie, give me a sense of the psyche of the starting quarterback or the incumbent starter when you get these shots across your bow, when they bring in Jason Campbell and now Brian Hoyer after the draft, and when there was so much talk before the draft about the potential of drafting a quarterback, adding a quarterback, or acquiring one in trade or something. So they go ahead and get the guy afterward, and Brandon Whedon, for his part, says that he's saying all the right things. He says that it's his job, and he's not looking over his shoulder, and he's got to have the mindset and focus that he's the man. And I get that drift, that he means what he says, Bernie, but what is the psyche when these shots across the bow are going on?
Well, it's a heck of a lot easier to handle shots across the bow when you've won some division championships, once been in the Pro Bowls, won some playoff games. So the mindset and things that Brandon is saying are the right, perfect things to say. Now, in his deep thoughts at night, when you're alone, do you debate some of these things? You have to. You just have to. Till you've had unquestioned success in the league, and success is defined by winning games and winning a lot of games, it's hard not to think about this stuff. But I do think what he's saying in his mindset is absolutely the right way to look at it. You have to work within your own self. You have to work within your own God-given gifts. And then you're the one that, when you have a chance, you have to make the right decisions, the right reads. You have to make the right plays. And if you're just focusing on yourself getting better, that thing gives you the best chance. If you start kind of branching out into what this guy's doing or that guy's doing and how the competition is, and you start worrying about what other quarterbacks are doing, I think you kind of lend yourself to lose your focus, lose your concentration, and then in turn, don't make the plays that you need to make in order to be the man.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's about performance over what is said, and I think Whedon also understands that. He's got to show it, and you're right, he doesn't have those credentials to really back anything up. It's all on him to take this, and this is it. This is really his last opportunity to make it happen, I think, this season, right? It's kind of a do-or-die opportunity as a starter, as a viable member of this National Football League.
Well, first and foremost, it's one of the most beautiful things about the NFL. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to get to the promised land with it. But it is black and white. It is incredibly easy to judge. You either make the play or you don't. You make the completion or you don't. You win or you lose. It's incredibly well-defined in terms of you can't talk your way out of performance. You have to make your performance. And for right or wrong, in the mid-'80s, again, when I was coming into the league, you had time, you had opportunity to develop with a few years under your belt to develop into a quarterback. Like with head coaches, same with quarterbacks. You don't have 3, 4, 5 years now to prove your worth, prove your mettle in terms of being the man, being the starting quarterback. So this is his second year. Whether it's fair or not, given his age, he probably has to make it happen this year if he wants to be a top-tier starting quarterback in the league.
And, Bernie, here's the other thing. We're visiting with Bernie Kosar on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The other thing is, as these off-season workouts go, and we can hear from the coaches that it's all about teaching more than it is about evaluation, but I have to believe the evaluating will begin in earnest once Brian Hoyer is on the field. I think it's already been underway to a great extent these past few days that they've had practices, and it resumes, the OTA practices resume tomorrow through Thursday. I think some hard judgments are being made about where these guys are, and that includes Brandon Whedon, how well they're grasping the offense and so forth. And so the teaching is happening, but there's some real evaluation happening too.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's no question there's a lot of teaching going on. And I think they're being evaluated as to how they are able to assess and take in that teaching. And it's one thing to sit in a room, sit in a board, go up on the board and draw up the plays, the concepts, the reads, to see if they're able to understand what the teaching just was. It's a whole other thing to go out and do it on the field and have the physical ability and the timing to make these plays in the off season, in these OTAs, and then in training camp. Then it's a whole other thing that we can't really get to until it's live in these preseason games, that to see if they were able to handle the teaching, able to put it in practical use on the field, and then put it in practical use and execute it under live conditions. And again, I say this a lot of times in jest, but under the threat of death, under the threat of a D lineman running you over, can you execute the teaching and make the plays with the D lineman bearing down on you?
Bernie, another part of this too is how the receivers respond with these quarterbacks and what they mean to the passing game and how much they can get more out of Brandon Whedon or whoever is starting a quarterback for the Browns by being the productive and just a better group than they are. And I think there's reason for hope, and it starts, in my mind, the most pivotal guy right now is Devon Best, coming in as a slot guy. And even though this offense is so defined by the perimeter big guys who are explosive and athletic, and Devon is a smaller guy, but Bernie, you watch him in these OTAs, he is consistently getting open, he is catching everything that comes his way, and I think he's setting a really good standard for Josh Gordon and Greg Little.
Well, I think he's not only setting a very good standard, a very good example. I've met him down in Florida. I've watched him play for quite a few years. I met him up at the with Norv, already looking at film, understanding the offense. He has that knack for getting open. More importantly, he has that knack for getting open, catching the ball, and getting past the first down stakes to keep the chains moving. No doubt about it. You know, I spent Saturday night with Josh Gordon down at the arena game. Him and Greg Little coming into their second and third years, respectively, I think will help also open up that outside and inside for each other. And they're going to play off each other, these three guys. And again, not to put it all on the quarterback, but the quarterback position to make the plays and make the throws to get it to these guys, because with Devon Best handling the middle of the field, being able to move the sticks and create first downs, then the big, fast receivers with incredible athleticism that Greg Little and Josh Gordon have, it really, really makes it, given especially this offensive system with Norv Turner and Coach Chudd, a really great chance of success. And I like to think, and from what I watched at the end of the year and what I see spending the night with Josh Gordon, that he has that ability to even raise his game even more so and learn and make that big jump that you hear us talk about a lot from rookie season to year two.
And Bernie, the slot guy in this offense, how much does he do to help enhance the opportunities for the perimeter people?
Well, the slot guy, when he is capable of consistently getting open and making the plays that create movement of the sticks, create the first downs, that brings that extra guy into the box. That takes that extra guy into double coverage, playing in and out technique on Devon Best, on the slot receiver. Of course, you can't double cover everybody. That leaves the outside guys, at least one of them, sometimes two, for single coverage. And again, it's one of my core principles of offense, quarterbacking, and especially wide receivers. Thou must always beat man coverage. Thou must always be able to get open when you're single covered, and that success inside allows those outside guys to get more single coverage.
And Bernie, you mentioned Josh Gordon, and he has been so impressive in these workouts as well. First, just looking at him, again, physically, bigger, stronger guy, especially in his arms, and he just seems so much more explosive athletically than what we saw, not just last summer when he got here out of shape, but even at, I think, the better points when he was getting into his groove during the season. He looks like he has come into this thing with the right frame of mind, take full advantage of all this offseason work he's getting. And you said you had the opportunity to talk with him and kind of see what's in his head. But I think physically, we're going to see a different Josh Gordon.
Oh, absolutely. Look, even people who want to say he was out of shape, he was out of shape by top-tier NFL wide receivers.
Right.
Shape. He still wasn't. It wasn't the worst thing that God's ever created out there. So his confidence in terms of knowing what to expect, been there last year, done that. He's not the rookie who gets all the typical rookie jokes that are going in. He's comfortable with his surroundings, but more so, he had a college career where he didn't play a lot of games. He got a good, solid, full season in last year, and coming into the second year, he's going to definitely, I feel, be able to build upon that and create more plays down the field, more separation in the passing game. And I think people over time are going to be afraid to cover him one-on-one in crunch time crucial situations.
Yeah, I just picturing that is so... it's so cool just to think about what that'll mean to this passing game. And I also think Greg Little is in this conversation because the more, if we think Bess is going to do the things you described and what we think the impact will be as a veteran leader as well, and then Josh Gordon being Josh Gordon, I would have to imagine that Little will feel that urgency, that need to be everything he can be as a top receiver. As a top flight receiver, he'll be a number two receiver, but as a top flight kind of performer.
Well, there's no doubt. The competition within the young receivers category is something that I think will or should bring out the betterment, the better part of their play, of their physical athleticism. I'm not sure Greg Little's quite resigned himself to the fact that he is the number two receiver. I think he still believes, as he should, that he has the ability and athleticism to be a number one receiver, especially given that his time in North Carolina, the early part was spent mostly at running back. He missed his last year playing because of the situations in North Carolina. So he now should be getting into a groove. And again, last year's offense, not to keep throwing daggers at it, but all those crossing routes and little short throws that Greg Little had to run a lot of isn't really, I think, conducive to some of the things I think he could do good down the field, beating man coverage outside. So I think that competition, that new coaching staff, this different system is going to allow itself for both of those receivers to try to compete at the high level to be the number one guy, be the main playmaker down the field and getting the ball in the end zone.
And as the quarterback, as the consummate quarterback, you want that. You want all of your receivers thinking they're the number one guy.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the funny part again, not to keep going back to when I played, but the way guys thought in crunch time, they were the guys that should be getting the ball. It brings out the best in everybody.
Bernie, thank you so much, and enjoy your time in Buffalo. I guess the question is, can you and Jim Kelly, your former fellow Hurricane, who is the king of Buffalo pretty much, can you coexist in the same town?
Well, yes, we can, and I'm only going to be here for a little bit because tomorrow I get to do something I'm not very good at, but going to get to go do some of that acting for that new Kevin Costner Browns movie coming out in the morning. And then we've got the, with Dan Gilbert, we have the draft lottery. And hopefully as Cavs fans, we could bring some luck and get that high draft pick again.
Nice. All right, well, we'll talk with you next time about your experiences with draft day.
Sounds great.
All right, he is Bernie Kosar, and he joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Like $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's only $199. Plus, right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only. Requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love. I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill. We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90. With each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90 with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Try our new Happy Monday prefix. For just $14.90, enjoy a draft beer, house wine, or other beverage, a salad, and an entree, like our delicious Bang Bang Shrimp Dinner.
Sounds like my idea of a good time. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Is a runaway shopping cart hitting your car a reoccurring nightmare? If you take your dog for rides, not in your car, but in the car of your significant other, ever touch up after being strafed by bird bombs? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Understandable when you drive a new 2013 Lincoln MKX. With 305 horsepower and an EPA estimated 26 highway miles per gallon, you enjoy taking the long way home to avoid less desirable roads. It can help warn you about parking lot cross traffic with the available Bliss with Cross Traffic Alert. And wanting your beautiful leather-trimmed interior to stay that way is natural. Besides, your dog doesn't know the difference between that other car and your new Lincoln.
The Lincoln Sales Event. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the 2013 Lincoln MKX. Only at the Lincoln Sales Event. On now. EPA estimated rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG, front-wheel drive. Actual mileage will vary.
Welcome back to this special Memorial Day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Revel Wireless Hotline to bring in a great friend of mine and of this show. He is Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com. Alex, I want to talk about the Browns quarterback situation, because it's just a topic that never goes away, and you can never get enough of this. I think that's kind of the tone here in Cleveland. And the biggest part of the story is the competition that Brandon Whedon is supposed to be facing. The addition of Brian Hoyer raised a lot of questions about whether this is really ramping things up. In truth, Hoyer's here to compete for a backup job, but I get the idea in general that the Browns hierarchy wants Brandon Whedon to feel that sense of urgency and pressure, and he's riding with it.
Yeah, you're right, and he has to. He has no choice. I mean, this is it for Brandon Whedon. I mean, you're talking about maybe even an NFL career here in terms of being a starter or potentially having to go to another team as a backup. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this. I can go back to the 2007-2008 Miami Dolphins and give you an example. 2007 Miami Dolphins were run by Cam Cameron as head coach and Randy Mueller as GM. They made an investment in John Beck as their quarterback. They used a second-round pick on him. Well, first year comes and goes. Everyone gets fired. John Beck gets inherited by Tony Sperano, Jeff Ireland, and Bill Parcells. They don't see anywhere near the same level of talent. They weren't big on the kid. Ends up John Beck getting railed out of Miami in a pretty quick fashion and never was able to really get any traction to his NFL career. Well, unfortunately for Brandon Whedon, he was drafted by an administration that all got fired. And now you have new people in. I think it's pretty obvious. Mike Lombardi's been on the record with all the shots that he took at Brandon Whedon around the 2012 draft. And it's obvious by signing a player like Brian Hoyer, to me, this is the type of sign that I know that on the surface they say, oh, yeah, Brian Hoyer's competing for a backup spot. I don't necessarily look at it like this. I really look at it like they will have a very short hook with Brandon Whedon. And if Jason Campbell can get the job done, then Brian Hoyer is going to get his shot. And I say this because, Vic, you look around the league, and I can't think of any team off the top of my head that has two veteran backup quarterbacks. It's always a veteran quarterback as a backup in most cases, and then you have a young player that you're trying to develop. Why you would bring in a Brian Hoyer after you sign Jason Campbell to a contract that has some guaranteed cash in it? Well, that to me speaks volumes more about Brandon Whedon than it does about Jason Campbell.
Well, let's talk about Hoyer then and what he brings to the table. He's a Cleveland guy, a Michigan State guy, but hasn't really, for the years that he's been in the league, hasn't really had much time on the field. So what are the qualities that you think, if he is in the mix to go with your line about a short hook to get in there, what would he bring?
That's a great question, because how much Brian Hoyer have I seen? But I was very surprised when they went ahead and released him last offseason. I was more surprised that no team signed Brian Hoyer until the Arizona Cardinals in December. So clearly, some people out there think there is a flaw in his game. But I will tell you this. Mike Lombardi knows Bill Belichick, knows him well, worked for him. I am assuming here, which can make an ass out of you and me, as we know, Vic. But the reality is that I really believe that in this case, Mike Lombardi may just have talked to Bill, said, look, what are this guy's skill sets, what can he do well, and maybe got a real glowing report about that. And, you know, the good thing for the Browns, it didn't cost any draft picks, because there was talk about a potential draft trade of the Arizona Cardinals potentially trying to move Brian Hoyer to the Cleveland Browns around draft time. And you also obviously heard the talk about Ryan Mallett as well. Right. So at least in this case, it's a two-year contract. I'm sure it's not breaking the bank for the Browns with the money that they're paying Brian Hoyer. But there's something that the Browns' new administration has seen in Brian Hoyer that makes them believe that he can be a competitive player for them.
Yeah, I think you're right, too, about the references he received, the good praise that was there from people like a Bill Belichick. I mean, people who had him on their teams, and our colleague at SiriusXM NFL Radio, Jim Miller, talking glowingly about him. Obviously, he's got that Spartan bias, that Michigan State bias toward him, but he does know of him very well. And then, someone who knows others around the league and has some pretty good perspective. So Jim thinks this guy also is an asset, even if he doesn't have to see the field that often, just having him on your team. And I think at the minimum, that's probably the good news here for the Browns, Alex, is that you've got that depth.
Right, but you know, I just can't figure out a couple things. You know, this guy doesn't have the strongest of arms. And when we look at Norv Turner quarterbacks, what does he really want to see in a guy? He'd love to be able to throw the football downfield. I can't tell you that Brian Hoyer is a great downfield passer. So I wonder here if there's a disconnect between what the front office wants in a quarterback and what the coaching staff wants in a quarterback. Not trying to cause controversy for your organization, Vic, but I do wonder, because on the surface, that doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense, what type of system Brian Hoyer would fit in. I always looked at him as a guy that was a pretty good good intermediate passer, a guy who, you know, was going to run maybe a West Coast style quarterback more than anything else. And I know that in Norv Turner's case, loves to get the football downfield, and I think that's a strength for Brian for Brandon Whedon. I really do. I think that Brandon can throw a nice deep pass. I think that you have the wide receiver now in Josh Gordon who can get deep. Maybe Travis Benjamin goes ahead and makes an impact as a deep threat. I know Norv wants to get the ball in the air. That's what I'm not real sure Brian Hoyer does. I also question the wisdom of not investing in a rookie quarterback rather than a player like Brian Hoyer that's already been around for 4 years. Again, if you've signed a veteran player like Jason Campbell, why do you need another veteran around? I think, again, this speaks more to how little faith the Cleveland Browns new management has in Brandon Whedon than it does anything about Brian Hoyer.
All right, well, we'll see how it all plays out. I don't think added experience is necessarily the worst thing in the world. I hear your points about how he might not fit exactly in the way Norv Turner, Rob Gudzinski run this offense, but I do think for the change-up factor, maybe you're weighing experience versus the skill set that he has and how perfect a fit that is. And if you're looking at a guy who can get you through some games if need be, depending on how it goes down and how this competition plays out. And that's the other thing is, Alex, is I want to see how this offseason, preseason go with Hoyer here, with Campbell here, because maybe it also speaks to possibly what this team thinks about Campbell too. I mean, you don't really know. Yeah, he's got 71 starts, but you don't entirely know his fit in what they're doing here.
We'll see, but then that's scary. Then why sign him in the first place, right? I mean, that to me is what's so troublesome about this.
But in this league, don't you have those question marks with a lot of people at quarterback? I don't know that there are teams that have that position.
I understand where you're coming from, but I mean, my thing is that if it's Campbell 2, Hoyer 3, okay, I get it. Would the investment have been better in a rookie quarterback that may have more upside, that may have a bigger arm, that just doesn't have the experience going forward, something for the future? It's a good question. I don't have the answer to that. I also can't look into the crystal ball and tell you in 2014, if the Browns have a high draft pick, that they're not going to take a quarterback there and start anew from that standpoint. You're right. This may just be a one-and-done type situation for many of these quarterbacks. Maybe two of the three guys aren't on the roster next year, realistically. I mean, we got to figure that out as well. And you made a great point, too, about the OTA sessions, about the preseason. I want to see how these reps are split up. Is it going to be Brandon Whedon getting them? And if he's getting the majority of the reps, and Vic, as a second-year quarterback learning a new offense, I think it's imperative for Brandon Whedon to get the bulk of the reps. Well, then what does that leave for Jason Campbell? What does that leave for Brian Hoyer going forward? I mean, that one is a curious thing to me as well. How exactly this whole thing is going to be getting split up by the Browns coaching staff.
Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com is joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You bring up so many good points about this situation and how it reflects on Brandon Whedon. Let's talk about it from this perspective. Whedon sees all this going on. Here's the questions about the competition and how does it make him feel? What is he going to do about it, really, in the sense of, okay, they're here, and do you feel trepidation, anxiety, all those things? He says it hasn't changed his approach. I really like that answer, and I like this answer. He says you can't look over your shoulder all the time. At this position, you've got to take the approach that, hey, this is my job, and I'm confident, and I believe in it. And I believe he's sincere about this. I know these are just words, Alex, but you just when you look at the guy and you see in his eyes how he's describing it, it's what I want to hear from Brandon Whedon. Whether or not he can actually make this work for himself, the attitude is a key thing here.
You're so right about that, and that's one of the ways that you actually benefit from having a guy who I believe is, 30 years old now?
He will be 30 by, October, yeah.
Right, so as a second-year player, because he's been in professional sports before. He knows it from his baseball background. He understands the business element of it. Rather than get his feelings ruffled, he knows that he controls his destiny. This is the whole thing with Mark Sanchez last year that Mark didn't take advantage of with the New York Jets. You didn't have to worry about a Tim Tebow. You didn't have to worry about all that stuff if you just went out and did your job. That's what Brandon Whedon has to worry about. And you know what? If you're not Mike Lombardi's cup of tea, well, guess what? Go ahead, prove that you're a good quarterback. Someone else is going to want you, and you may have a chance to go somewhere else. Don't eliminate yourself by getting so wrapped up in all the quarterback hype and controversy and the media talk that's stemming from this that you forget to do your job. And I think Brandon Whedon, you know, at least in his words, is prepared to go ahead and do just that. Just compete, worry about himself now, and let the chips fall where they may.
These are only OTA workouts, so very limited discussion as far as what you take away that means something, but Devon Best really seems like a spark plug. I'm watching this guy out there in the short amount of time that he's practiced this past week, and of course we're going to see more OTAs this week and next week on the field, Alex. He is just getting open consistently and catching everything that comes his way.
Yep, he is such a great addition to this Cleveland Browns wide receiver core. Absolutely an outstanding pickup by the Cleveland Browns. Look, he's not the fastest guy, okay? I get that. But you know what? He runs very precise routes. He is great in the slot. And you're right, he's so reliable. I mean, that's one of the great things about Devon Best. He's not dropping balls. Now, one of the surprises to me is why he didn't fit in with this Miami Dolphins offensive system. I mean, it wasn't like they were so rich in talent at wide receiver last year that this guy couldn't have put up better numbers. I'm not sure if he just wasn't a system fit. Maybe he didn't hit it off with the coaches. Maybe the coaches had a poor perception of him. I understand that in December they got sour on Devon Best because he had suffered an injury and it wasn't coming back on the field very quickly, and there were some questions about how much he was efforting to get back on the field, which I think is really unfair, but that's some of the behind the scenes talk about Devon Best. But I think this was a great move for the Cleveland Browns. I mean, look, I'm tired of Greg Little dropping passes. I really am. I hope the young man is able to hold on to the football, but you know, you need to have reliable people. Josh Gordon, you know he's reliable. Now Devon Best, he is going to become a great friend of Brandon Weeden or whoever it is under quarterback that's coming in to play. I just think it was an outstanding pickup. And a guy who's been there and done that too, had a great veteran presence to your locker room. I love that acquisition.
You brought up Little, and you brought up basically the youth of this receiving core. Do you see Bess's presence, because it seems like he's taking to this leadership role right away and imparting his knowledge on these younger guys just from what you can gather, but your experiences being around him and knowing that Dolphin team that he was on, can he really be the guy that, say, helps a guy like Greg Little become more consistent with his hands?
He can. I mean, he can offer tips. I mean, it's going to ultimately be on Greg, right? I mean, it's because it's physically, he has all the skill in the world. I mean, it's just a matter of concentration and things like that. And, you know, maybe there's some tips that he'll see something and he'll pass them along. I think that's what Devon wants to do. You know, and remember, this is a guy who's always been very humble about his NFL success. He was not drafted, despite a great college career at the University of Hawaii. And the reason he wasn't drafted, he didn't run well at the combine. People thought he was too slow. He's got football speed. So that's the thing about Devon, and I think that he will try to help those around him. I mean, from all indications, he's been a great teammate. I just think that in South Florida, they want, you know, again, you see the sea change that happens, and I think it's so common up in Cleveland as well. Fans have seen it through the years. You get new people in. They look at the talent that they're inheriting differently. I mean, the Dolphins made this huge investment in the wide receiver position with Mike Wallace, with Brandon Gibson. Something had to go. They had re-signed Brian Hartline to a big money contract. I mean, those are three highly paid wide receivers right there. Devon Best had become a fourth option for them, not to mention the fact that the Dolphins signed a Dustin Keller. So he became available. It was just a great marriage between those two. And trust me, the guy will do a great job.
Well, you've done a great job, and you always do. We appreciate you taking the time for us, Alex.
Hey, thanks, Vic.
He is Alex Marvez from FoxSports.com. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Liberty has special event pricing on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, like 0% financing on certified Fords. That's 0%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it.
It's all about clearing your mind.
Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love, and oh, the bills.
You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill.
But I have
switched to Rebel Wireless.
Rebel?
As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless.
That sounds relaxing.
Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill.
Everything?
And now I save over $50 a month.
Wow, but I love my...
phone? Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does.
Well, I'm feeling more limber already.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with a new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sale associate for details.
Brown
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
NTB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTB, get double rebate on a selection of big brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Like Yokohama and Bridgestone, a $50 rebate doubles to $100. And Goodyear or Cooper, an $80 rebate doubles to $160. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTB for double rebates now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mailer rebates on four tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval, Goodyear rebate offer N6213. Other offers N6913. Void where prohibited, see NTB.com for details. Double rebate on the biggest brand. Up to $160. You're ready to roll. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
Welcome back to the special Memorial Day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Victor Rucci with you. And you can see Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium on Wednesday at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. And we're joined now by the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, OTAs underway now for a second week. And trying to glean some things from what goes on out there. There's more installation of offense, and you sense in general that the defense in particular is a little further ahead, which I think kind of is what you expect. I mean, the defense is going to be always ahead of the offense, I think, on a regular basis. We see this early in training camp and other places as they pick things up. But the good news to this is, I think, for the offense's sake, facing this defense on a daily basis, this 3-4 scheme and all the complexities that go with what Ray Horton has out there as defensive coordinator, is a good thing. It's a good learning process.
Yeah, I think so. I enjoyed listening to Ray Horton last week when the media came in on that day about a week ago now, and we got a chance to watch them and then talk to him afterwards. And when people were really trying to pin him down about where guys were playing, you know, is this guy going to be a nickel defensive back? Is Mingo going to be on the left side or the right side? Can Sheard play outside linebacker? And basically, his comment and his answer was everything that he said on the day that we met him after he been hired. Hey, listen, I'm going to line people up in a lot of different spots, and I really think that he's holding true to that. I mean, I really think you're going to see guys line up in very unique positions and very unique spots on the field that you would say, wait a minute, where is T.J. Ward right now? I mean, what is he doing? Or what are they doing with Buster Screen or something like that, or Billy Wynn? And I think it's going to be, you know, I think that defense is going to be a lot of fun to watch, and I think, Vic, it will be very fun to play on. I think these players will enjoy it because it will be challenging, and I don't think it will be boring at all to them.
And I think one of the questions that has to be answered, a couple of questions have to be answered, you know, can Leon McFadden be the starter at that corner spot opposite Joe Hayden? Leon getting his first taste of practices this week now that he's able to do so, finishing up schoolwork at San Diego State. So, and you'll get a look at him, I know, tomorrow during the media open session at OTA practice. But what we see so far, and Joe Hayden talked about this on yesterday's show, is a smart guy, an instinctive guy, a guy who asks the right questions. And you see him on the sideline, you know, picking the brains of those more experienced guys. I don't know if they're smarter, but they're certainly more experienced guys. And I think he's smart and intelligent for doing that.
Yeah. He's got a great opportunity, and I think he was very excited when he was drafted here because he probably knew the landscape of what the Cleveland situation was, and with Sheldon Brown gone and nobody really being the heir apparent on that other side, there's a great opportunity to step right in and be on the other side of a rising young star in the NFL at cornerback in Joe Hayden. When you can do that, if you can put those two corners out there and they can play and they can be young guys like that, because there was a great age difference, let's face it, between Sheldon Brown and Joe Hayden. And Vic, I think you'd agree, they played the position differently. Sheldon Brown, he really counted on body position and knowledge. Joe Hayden had instinct, he had flash, he has aggressiveness, and he's got speed.
I was going to say, plus the athleticism to close the closing speed to make up for any errors that could be made.
So I definitely think, and I go back a couple of years ago when Green Bay had great corners at one time, and they came into Browns Stadium and played the Browns, and the Browns simply could not throw the ball that day. I mean, if you, what an advantage it is to be able to lock down people on the outside. It allows you to do so many other things, and it translates into what you want. Less time for that quarterback, and he's got no vision, and he's got no openness to throw to, and he goes down on the ground, or he makes a bad throw. So I think McFadden's got a great opportunity to be a part of a really great secondary and cornerback tandem.
And the other question, the other big defensive question, also involves the secondary, and that's the safety spot opposite T.J. Ward. And interestingly, Tashaun Gibson, who's getting the first crack, I mean, he's there as the starter. He, to me, looks like the guy we saw last year, plus with more knowledge. What we saw last year, the rookie free agent who came in and made his presence known with his instincts, with his just his savvy. I mean, unusual savvy for a guy that young, right? And you always saw him around the ball in all situations. Well, now, as a starter, I mean, he's kind of doing the same thing, but he's anticipating routes better. You can see that in practice. And he just seems to get it. So I think this team comfortably could go there. But, again, the move that they made earlier this week by waiving Eric Hatch, right, that made a statement. Part of it being that Jamoris Slaughter, the sixth-round draft pick from Notre Dame, recovering from that Achilles, and signing Jamoris Slaughter, getting him under contract, that they expect him back in the fold soon, probably by training camp, which is when Slaughter said he would be back, and trusting that Gibson can be the answer in the meantime.
Well, I you know, I think your radar is in sync with mine, because I really took that series of moves. And I felt bad for Eric Hag. At this time of the year, last year, Eric Hag was going to be presented with the very, very strong possibility and reality that he was going to be a starting safety in the Browns defense. And he was, but he could not hold the position. I mean, he had a really rough game in Cincinnati in Game 2. I mean, Brandon Tate just really took him out to lunch early, and then right after halftime in that game, could not hold on to the position. Gibson, on the other hand, when he got in there late in the year last year, he could hold on to the position and played very, very well. Never out of position, never, you know, being, you know, passive in the position, playing safe. I thought he played just right. So, I mean, I took that then, that, you know, as the cards fell, that he was going to probably be penciled in as a starter. But I was very encouraged that Slaughter got his deal done, and that it seems as though maybe that forecast that he could be ready by the start of training camp is right on the button there.
Yeah, and I think there's definitely high confidence that he'll step in and be a factor. I mean, I think, like McFadden, it sounds like the same kind of guy, smart, instinctive, that you can see a guy like that hitting the ground running because of what he's able to absorb.
And, you know, at Notre Dame, when he did play before the injury, he was a very physical player at Notre Dame, up near the line of scrimmage a lot. I mean, he came up and really played the run, played very, very physical. You know, he wasn't these guys that just played center field. I mean, he was up on the line. He was in on things. You know, very classic run stopper, I think, for Notre Dame at times when they needed him. So it was a big hit for him personally and for them defensively when they lost him.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Jim, we talk about this defense and how I think in many ways how challenging it is for the offense on a day-to-day basis. And again, I think this is a good thing, but at the same, ultimately, for the offense to be exposed to this. But I think, too, it's the question then becomes, you know, can you handle this kind of psychologically? I think this could make for a rough go for a Brandon Whedon trying to establish himself and hold on to that starting job. Mm-hmm. And even Jason Campbell is a veteran. He's challenged by what's out there. Now they bring in Brian Hoyer. So you got a couple of things going on here. You've got the quarterback situation becoming more interesting because of the addition of Hoyer to the mix. Four quarterbacks out there also, including Thaddeus Lewis. And you have, on a regular basis, an offense that faces a big chore each day against that defense.
Yeah, well, good for them, and they should accept that challenge. But you're so right, because lest any of us think that the quarterback situation has been put to bed and we are ready to roll, you know, and we have our quarterback, I just don't think that we're totally there yet. Now, I'm not saying that Whedon is not going to be the guy, but I still think he's got some proving to do to his coaches, to himself, and then to all of us, I think, when we watch him play, and I don't know that we're there yet. So it continues to be a work in progress with others still in the fray, and I think the Browns are taking a look at every possibility that could be out there, you know, that if it's not Whedon, then what it would be. But I do believe that Brandon, it's still out there for him, and now he's just got to go and really got to take hold of the position, Vic. I mean, you got to take hold of it.
No, and you've got to see him on a consistent basis show that he owns this thing,
right,
and that he's not just confident, because he certainly sounds that way. He's saying the right things.
Yes.
I like his attitude when you talk with him. But on the field, that's also got to show. And there has to be not just the swagger in how he moves, but, again, make completions, make plays, make good decisions. And all of this is happening against the backdrop of learning, because you have a new offense for this guy. He's learning the ways of how this Rob Chudzinski, North Turner scheme is supposed to be run. They're still in the midst of installing the offense.
Sure.
So he wouldn't have it all down, nor would the other quarterbacks.
Yeah, and, you know, the calendar says that we're getting close to when it's really time. I mean, the Browns will come up here and they'll continue with OTAs. They'll have a mini camp. They'll have a break. And then we are there, my friend. I mean, it is time to do it. And then the evaluation is in front of the Browns fans who come to training camp every day. And that will bring on its own pressure, too.
Sure.
And then we're into the preseason games, which obviously still, with the Cleveland Browns at the quarterback position, will tell us an awful lot as to who will be there on opening day against Miami.
So besides that, when you come out to practice tomorrow, besides that, what are some of the things you're looking for?
Well, I was fascinated to watch the receivers, and on your tip when we talked last week before we got a chance to see them, I wanted to watch Devon Bess, and you were right. I mean, Devon Bess looks terrific in there, and I really think Greg Little has come along very, very nicely, too.
Yep.
And you know, looks the part of growing into things, and now into year number three, which will be another big year for Greg, and a big year, hopefully, for the Browns with Greg. I'm very impressed with the way he looks. You know, Josh Gordon just looks like a very, very sculpted, you know, big-time NFL receiver. So I'm very encouraged. And I think right now it's hard to be encouraged about the running game because they're not playing that way. I mean, they're not in pads and they're not hitting and so and they're really not tackling. But, I mean, so you really get a good look at the passing game. But I'm encouraged by the Browns receivers right now. But really I think Bess has been a great, great pickup for them.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. The other thing I want to pay attention to is the offensive backfield. Again, not that you can judge a whole lot about a running game when there is no contact, but Brandon Jackson being brought back into the fold,
right,
and how interesting I think it is to me that this team really believes the fullback, by definition, is more of a hybrid between running back and fullback and not the full-fledged fullback. I mean, you got Owen Marisic on the roster, but and I don't know what his future holds, but when you look at a guy like Jackson, who is similar to a guy like Chris Obanaya, they're kind of the same guy, right? They pick up the blitz well.
Yes.
They catch the ball well.
Yes, they do. You know, think about it, Vic. A couple of years ago, Brandon Jackson, they were very excited to have him here when Pat Shurmur came here, and he ended up with that toe injury and lost that first year, and then we were even more excited to see him last year, and then he just kind of faded out of it even once he was ready to go and got lost in the shuffle. Obanaya, I think, has been a money player for them. I mean, just a guy that picks up his, you know, he's a guy that punches in every morning, punches the clock, and punches out at the end of the workday, but he gives you a good workday.
He does.
Whether it's a practice or whether it's a conditioning situation or certainly a game day. So, I like Obanaya. I think he's been very steady. When you stand in there, that's a tough job to stand in there and take the many blitzes that are coming your way to keep that quarterback upright. I think that's a real, a tough job, and he does it well.
Well, I know last week with Doug Deacon, the three of us watched practice, and I was getting fried by the sun.
Yes, you did.
I don't know, and still am, and I don't know if you've checked with Betsy Kling on this yet, but what we have to prepare for tomorrow, if I got to bring the sunblock or something, but I'm looking forward to it anyway.
Yeah, I am too. I'll tell you what, that was training camp hot last week, wasn't it? I'll tell you.
It's been pretty warm this one, too. All right, Jim, thank you, and we'll look forward to talking again next week.
Absolutely, Vic.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 a month on a new Escape. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hagel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Stop running around. Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza is now open at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303 in Brunswick Hills. That's right, Discount Drug Mart is now in your neighborhood, saving you the runaround on health and beauty, groceries, frozen foods, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wines, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and much, much more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today at the new Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Warm weather is finally here, and that means baseball games, patio parties, and road trips with the family. It's Jake from Jake's Garage in Columbia Station, and my wife, Lisa, has a question.
Is your car ready for summer?
Bring it to Jake's. An oil change, new air filter, new tires, or even something as small as new windshield wipers can help make your summer road trip a success.
And don't forget to check your coolant, brakes, and air conditioning.
For all your car care needs, come to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road and beautiful Columbia Station.
Your Akron Arrows return home tomorrow night for a three-game homestand at Canal Park against the Harrisburg Senators. Tomorrow is Two for Tuesday, as fans can buy two tickets for the price of one at the Canal Park box office. Plus, it's the Price is Right night. Come on down, as the Arrows salute the longest-running game show on television. You can even go home with some fabulous prizes. Great seats are still available. Call 897-ARROWS or get your tickets online at akronarrows.com. Game time is 7:05 and the gates open at 6. Akron Arrows baseball, it's a whole new ball game.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
There's a big sale at Half-Price Books. Big sale at Half-Price Books.
Hurry to Half-Price Books' biggest sale of the season, the extra 20% off everything sale, this Thursday through Monday, May 27th. Don't miss it. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Pittsburgh International Airport. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at PIT Airport. Get timely updates on security, traffic, airfare deals, and the latest airport news. FlyPittsburgh.com. Click Save Fly.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this special Memorial Day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Want to thank Bernie Kosar for joining the show, along with Alex Marvez of FoxSports.com and the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, wishing you and yours a very safe and happy holiday. And we want to also remind you that we will be back with an all-new edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, tomorrow on ESPN 850 WKNR.